Hello.
My name is Melania. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise you this
Yes.
call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. Can I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yeah, this is Layla Dale.
What can I do for you?
Okay, I had well, my claim's already in, but I missed a week. Not this past week. I took the last week, so I was supposed to call on time, but the week before. I missed it. I called in late, but I couldn't get through. I had a death in the family, and then I had a child in the emergency room. And I just was in transit and just couldn't call. So I missed that week, but when I called in this past week, I didn't get anything in my account this past week. So I want to know what happened to the one last week that I made.
If you just filed within the last 3 weeks, you won't receive anything because you just started filing. What is your social security number?
No, I did receive one. I did receive one.
Okay, what's your
I
social
received
security?
my first one, 419-84-3498.
All right, what's your date of birth?
January 10, 57.
So you didn't get the week for the 23rd to the 29th due to work search. That's why you didn't get that one. That's why you didn't get a week. And then also it's time for you to refile, do it this week as well, because it shows that you have active claim, but you have not filed your weekly certification
Well, I filed it last week.
for this
I
week.
did. No, this week doesn't. I don't do it until Thursday. But I have
No.
to let you know what happened this week. I'm saying to you, I did last week. I was doing it on time. I just missed that 1 week in between. And when I missed that week, I didn't get my check. Like I say,
You
it was
won't get it
because
if
of.
you miss the week, you won't get that check. Then you
I
also got
understand that.
denied. Then you also got denied for another week because you didn't do the correct work search.
What do you
So
mean I didn't do the correct word search?
that's what
Because
it just shows. So the payment
I
that
don't
you
know what
received,
that means. I don't know what that means
like
because
you haven't
it
put the
took
three
my
jobs
information.
in.
Yes, ma'am, I did. Because
Okay.
it won't let you go without doing that. I
I
did
know
put those
that. I
in.
know that that's what you're saying that you did, but that's what it gives us, okay? I'm not telling you that you did not do it. I'm just reading you what the question that you are asking me. So what it
Okay, so
shows on
what
the
the.
computer, is what I'm reading you. This is what the Alabama Department is telling you. Now, if you have questions going into details on why it says you didn't do it, you'll need to contact the inquiry department. If you missed a
I
week,
contact inquiry and they don't, they you can't get anybody on the phone.
okay, so that's the way
And
that you'll.
they don't give you any option to talk to anyone or any option to say, hey, I filed a claim. What happened to my money? And that
So.
I know I have to do three. Okay, excuse me. I have to do three. And I did those three. Each week I do three. So I don't understand. I didn't get nothing saying I'm not going to get it because of that.
So it just came out in the mail today. So by the end of the week, you will receive that paper. Now, the Ellen shows that you receive payments for the week of the 15th of June 15th, and you receive that payment on the 21st. And the week after the
Okay.
21st is when you missed another, when you did a work search week. So you are denied for that 1 week. So the week of the 23rd and the 29th, which is the week after the 15th, you were denied, and then after that you said you missed a week, so therefore you missed a week, but you filed the week after, so you missed 2 weeks of pay.
I should miss 2 weeks. It should be only one. But whatever it is that you're talking about with the job that I put in, you're telling me that it was not appropriate or something like that. It didn't tell me that it was inappropriate. It took
It's
my
not.
job, and
It's going
I
to
should.
send you a paper in the mail. And it shows that your paper was sent out today. It just says you were
Okay,
just
well,
you just said you were denied for June the 23rd to the 29th, that 1 week. But it shows that your claim is still active and that you just need to file your weekly certification for this week to claim benefits for last week.
So I filed last Thursday, and it's due again this Thursday. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
So the one that I filed last Thursday, my understanding, they process checks on Friday, because when I called back when I called late that Thursday, even though it was after 5, it was like 5, I don't know, 5:30, 5:40, I called a couple of times, and it kept telling me I need to call this, this, and this because I was late. But like I said, I had a death in the family. They don't have anything that I can verify that that was happening. That's the reason why I couldn't call in that particular day. Like I said, I didn't get out of the emergency room about 9:30 that night.
You're not behind. You just need to file this week for last week.
I don't understand what you mean by this week for last week.
I'm telling you, I filed last Thursday.
Yeah, I filed on Thursday. That's what it tells me. I have until Thursday. Like, for this week here, I have to tell you what I did between Sunday through Thursday of this week. Is that correct?
Okay, so when you filed the week prior to, or the past. So when you filed last week on the Thursday,
right,
which is the 4th, you were filing for the week of the 23rd to the 29th, last Thursday, okay? So this week, which started Sunday till all the way until Friday, you filed this week for last week. So which
okay,
will be
the
that's what I okay. So you have until Friday to file your weekly certification for last week. Your claim is active. You need to just file your weekly certification. Once you file your weekly certification next week, you might receive payments for last week. I'm not for sure how payment. No,
okay.
This week,
so,
your weekly certification for this week is not until next week. This week that you're filing your weekly certification is for last week. So this week, whatever day you've picked to file, you say on Thursday. So when you call this Thursday making your weekly certification, you'll be filing for last week. Does that make
sense?
Okay,
I understand. Yeah, I understand. I understand. So I didn't get that. I didn't get that payment for the week before because you said that was the. I mean, I still missed the payment though.
Yeah, you missed
saying,
the payment
okay,
because
the,
of work.
What
search.
About the first week? What about the very first week? They tell you don't get the very first week. When does that very first week come to you? Because I skipped like 2 weeks before I can get it, anything once I filed. And they said, she said that I will not get the first week. It's like a week and a whole or something like that. So when do I get that?
You've already received it. Your first payment was on the 21st.
Okay, so I'm due another payment then. Ma'am, I filed the second week of June because my employer ended the end of the month in May.
Okay,
so you'll need to contact the inquiry department.
If you feel like you're missing a payment, then you need to call the inquiry department. Call them Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback for the next business day.
Okay, and you said that I have till Friday at before 5 to file the weekly claim?
Yes, yes,
so
ma'am.
I thought it was through Thursday. Well, okay, but when I filed late, because I missed that week, I filed late. I thought I had Thursday. For some reason, I always do it on Thursdays because I thought Friday was too late. I called on Friday, and they're telling me I have to wait. So they didn't take my call. So I could have made that claim the week that I missed, that I said, not last week, but the week before. They didn't take my call when I tried to file. They told me I have to call back.
I'm not for sure what number you were talking
called
to.
I called for the file the claim because I was trying to get someone on the line. So when I initially did this, I thought they told me I had to do it by Thursday. I'm afraid
that's
to wait
the
until,
weekly
you know,
certification. So the weekly certification, their line is open from Sunday through Thursday, Sunday through Sunday before 5 p.m. And that is an automatic system. Now,
our line, we
close at on five o'clock. We
on
close
Friday,
at 5. Yes.
So I have until Friday to do the claim.
Your weekly certification, not your claim, because your claim is already open.
Okay, that's what I mean when I say that. The call in for my job thing. So they didn't take my call. When I called in late, on Thursday. So I explained to you what happened with that. I called on Friday, and they tell me the same thing. You have to wait and call back on some Sunday, whatever, whatever. I got my saved calls where I called in. And then, you know, for me to have applied over a month ago and just have one check, there's something wrong with that.
So, yeah, you need to contact the inquiry department, and they can talk to you about payments. This is the claim-only line. This department doesn't handle payments. All we do is file or reopen claims, so we don't have any part in what they do with pay or how they pay.
Okay. So, and they don't tell you when you call in, they don't tell you what's wrong with the claim. That they should have told me they didn't accept something. If they didn't accept it, I gave them three, like I would normally give. And I don't think it's fair that they just assume, well, you know, we're not going to give you this. I'm needing my payment.
Okay, well, you can talk to them about that, ma'am. I don't know what
okay,
else.
Okay, well, I understand. Okay, I'll call. I'll try and call them again, but just be, will you please document, I don't know how you all do that I don't get nobody on the phone. That's why I end up calling this line, because nobody answers the phone. Now, the inquiry line. Did you say that's all automated? Because you need to speak to somebody. Is that an automated line only?
No. The 75, the weekly certification is an automated line. The other line is not an automatic line. Only when you make appointments after 5, then so it'll call you back the next business day.
Okay. Can you confirm that number? Because I think I had one. I didn't get the first 3 digits. I think I had like 364.
It's 361-4524.
Yeah, but what's the 3 digit? 361 what? I mean, what's the 866 or what?
It's 800-361-4524. That's the inquiry department.
Okay, I'll try and call them again 800. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay.